This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Chris joining us remotely. Oh, he's there.
And nobody.
There he is. All right, nobody is joining us remotely. Appreciate you being out there. I was just trying to explain briefly what I learned from State Representative Keith Ammon last night, and maybe I didn't do a good job. I didn't have a lot of time to do it. I'll try to make it a little more precise. So the Democrats apparently are upset. The National Democrats are upset about New Hampshire being the first in the nation primary. And for those that don't know, New Hampshire has a statute, a state statute, that says New Hampshire has to be the first state of all 50 states to hold a primary. So if one state moves its primary earlier than New Hampshire must move its primary earlier than that other state. That's what the law says here in New Hampshire. And this is bothering the Democrats at the national level because, from their perspective, New Hampshire isn't a good look. And the reason for that is because New Hampshire, whether you like it or not, it's just not a very diverse place. There's not, you know, there's a bunch of white people in New Hampshire, like 90-something percent, right?
Yeah, 98%,
like 95%.
Like that, yeah. White, I think it's even higher than that.
It depends on the area you're in, but yeah. So
overall, I think
Manchester and Nashville are a little more diverse. They're bigger cities, that kind of thing. So, and it has been changing over the years. It is way more diverse now than it was when I moved here 15 years ago. I see more color around Keene than ever before, and I consider that to be a good thing. You know, as long as you love liberty, you're welcome in New Hampshire. I don't care what color of skin you have. But the Democrats do care about color of skin. And so to them, they don't want a quote-unquote all-white place determining the first in the nation primary status of whichever presidential candidates there are. It just, for them, it looks bad for that to happen. And so that's why they're working on sort of behind the scenes in their committee at the national level, their own calendar of primaries. And if they choose to basically not recognize New Hampshire's primary, then they will do that, which means that New Hampshire will have a primary whenever New Hampshire wants to, which is going to be the first in the nation primary. But basically the Democratic National Committee will essentially give all kinds of reasons to the candidates why they shouldn't participate in it. So basically what you would have is a situation where Joe Biden or any other Democratic candidate who is seriously wanting to get the sort of the nomination by the Democratic Party would not file in New Hampshire in the primary. Does that make sense? Yeah. Are you guys still confused about this?
No. Seems pretty clear.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not really. I just don't really understand how. If you don't file, how you end up on the ballot?
That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly how that works. Maybe there's another way to file after the primary or something like that. I honestly don't know. That's an excellent question.
Are they talking about doing write-ins? Because that's my only other way to do it, as far as I understand.
That is an excellent question. I don't know how that would work out.
And the other question is, what kind of an opportunity would that be for the Free Stater if they're ignoring their primary? And we don't ignore their primaries.
Right.
We could end up nominating a bunch of Free Staters as Democrats, which would be amusing.
I mean, this sounds
that would
like
be more fun as running than running as a Republican.
This sounds like it's an opportunity for libertarians to take over the state.
It's we're just to be clear, we're talking about national presidential primary here. I don't think this applies.
Okay.
I don't believe this applies to U.S. Senate or U.S. You know, I'm just talking about the presidential primary, right? Which is
okay.
So that's a different thing than the general primary for most elections. Like right now, we just had a primary here in New Hampshire for the state elections in September. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the presidential primary. That's where New Hampshire is first in the nation. It happens in like February or something like that in election years. Is that making this a little more clear? They don't want New Hampshire picking the quote-unquote winner for the presidential election for the Democratic Party, for the primary. And so they're talking about punishing candidates who would sign up for it, not giving them any delegates. So what happens is they get delegates, I guess, within the Democratic Party if they win these primaries and such. And then the delegates ultimately decide who their candidate is. So that may be why you're confused about getting on the ballot.
Yeah.
Right? Because the winner of the New Hampshire primary doesn't necessarily show up on the ballot later on because it's up to the Democratic National Committee who the candidate is. Does that make sense?
Oh.
I think that answers your question.
So when we go to vote, it's not actually based on what the outcome of the primary is. It's based off of the party's decision.
The National Democratic Party.
Right.
Well, remember, we're only talking about the presidential primary.
Right. Understood. Right.
So you know that in the presidential primary situation, there's usually like a dozen candidates in a contested race, and some of them will drop out along the way.
Sure.
New Hampshire's is the first primary, so there's a bunch of other primaries that happen.
Yep.
And for each of these primaries, the National Democratic Party has said, well, New Hampshire's worth, I'm just making up numbers, 5 delegates. California's worth 60 delegates. You know, they have a certain amount of delegates that then go to their convention.
Sure.
And then they decide who the winner is going to be right then.
I guess I didn't understand that's how that worked. Mm-hmm. So the parties actually decide who ends up on the ballot?
Correct, as I understand it.
Interesting. So I didn't know that. I don't think.
And the Supreme Court has ruled that they can rig their own primaries too. So
right. So it doesn't
really matter. Your vote in the primary has no impact.
Right. So a good example of that would be the Bernie Sanders conflict, right, with Hillary. Didn't he basically have her dead to rights as far as votes, and then they pulled some sort of scammy thing at their convention? Didn't that happen? I feel like that happened.
I'm not sure what the details are, but they definitely rigged it for her. I don't know if it was a convention surprise or what.
Yeah, and then the Republicans did things like that to Ron Paul as well during the 2008 and the 2012 campaigns. They screwed Ron Paul at these primaries. I mean, obviously he didn't even come, I don't think, close enough to win at their convention either. But yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats, they choose their candidate at the conventions purportedly based on how the people voted in the states. But basically the Democrats are poised to say, again, this hasn't happened yet, but they are poised to say, nah, we're just not going to certify New Hampshire's results. We're not going to give New Hampshire any delegates at the convention. And so if y'all go and vote in New Hampshire, it doesn't really matter because you have no vote on the
municipal
level.
That just sounds very messed up, you know, from a like, how does the National Party, the Democratic Party, for example, get that authority to dictate what ends up on the ballot?
It's their party. They get to make those decisions. That's the way it works. The same way the Libertarian Party makes that decision for itself.
Wow.
But the Libertarian Party, the difference between the Democrat and the Republican and the Libertarian Party is the Libertarian Party doesn't have state-funded primaries. So the Libertarian Party makes its own – they have their convention. They make their decision at their convention,
right,
and it's over. Whereas the Republicans and the Democrats use taxpayer money to have primaries, which then influence the convention.
But it gets even more complicated because the Libertarians don't show up on the ballot because they don't have 5%.
You're talking about in New Hampshire.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the presidential primary. So Libertarians make their own selection at their own convention. The others have taxpayer-funded primaries.
Okay.
I still don't think you're following this. Is this something that you're confused about?
I guess I'm still missing some aspect of it, I think, because
Republicans and Democrats have taxpayer-funded presidential primaries.
I understand that.
The winners of those primaries get some number of delegates at their conventions. And those delegates ultimately make the choice as to who the candidate will be.
Right.
And then goes on
the ballot. There is no Libertarian Party, though.
Libertarian Party does not do that. The Republican right. Party does their own convention. It's private.
Right, right. But they don't end up getting to pick who ends up on the ballot at election time.
Yeah, well, they do, but they have to work through all the state ballot laws to get through all the ridiculous requirements to
okay.
get that person
okay,
on
fair
the
enough,
ballot.
Fair enough, fair enough.
There's more coming up here, so there's no guarantee they'll get on the ballot.
Right, right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining us here and the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're trying to wrap our minds around how the sort of labyrinthine confusing political process works when it comes to running presidential candidates in these elections and, you know, how it all shakes out. If you want to weigh in here on the potential changes to the Democrats, maybe even ignoring New Hampshire's election results for the presidential primary in 2024, that's the way that things may shake out. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody joining you here tonight. If this does happen, though, as you pointed out, Nobody, this would be a real ripe opportunity. As I mentioned last night, people like Vermin Supreme, for instance, people who don't care about getting the actual national party's nomination, that just want to use the election as a platform to spread a message. If it's true that the Democrat candidates are going to officially ignore New Hampshire in 2024, that would be a real outreach opportunity for somebody like Vermin, or maybe even Nobody.
Well, nobody would certainly enjoy that.
It certainly seems like this could backfire on them, if I understand what's happening correctly.
Yeah, it absolutely could. And one of the solid points here that Keith Ammon made on his, I guess he made a Twitter thread about this, at Rep. Keith Ammon, this was back in July. He said that it would be the money pouring in from out of state would be severely diminished going forward, because right now there's a lot of money that comes in from these outside Democratic organizations to try to influence that first in the nation primary. But if it's been decertified by the Democratic Party, that won't happen anymore.
Yeah, I saw about 8 ads in one night from the Democrats.
Fewer Democratic activists would move here. And many might even leave, because what would happen would be if the Democrats were told, yeah, we're just not counting the New Hampshire vote. And if they think voting's so important, they'll move to Vermont. They'll move to Massachusetts.
Oh, I hope so.
They'll move somewhere where they can actually, you know, be counted within their own political party's situation. So we're definitely going to keep our eyes on that as it develops here. Let's go to the phones. We got Jamie on the line in Alabama. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going, Dad?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is this true or not? I heard that around the ages 16 or 17, teenagers can have a sex change operation.
Well, I don't know what that entails. Are you talking about actually, like, removing genitals?
Yeah, and breasts and...
Yeah, I've heard about the what they call top surgery. That's definitely been getting some news coverage recently, with a lot of people very outraged about this happening. There are stories, of course, about young people who decided to get this very seriously life and body altering surgery and then regretting it later on. You know, one of those decisions a teenager makes and then is sorry about it, and that's one of the ones that's hard to undo. So yeah, that is a possibility for people out there, and it's something people should take very seriously.
I can understand if you're an adult, but a teen, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't even think people should be getting tattoos without really real serious concern and you know, thinking about
what it comes down to is it's the right to make a mistake. I think everybody has that right, and I personally wouldn't get a tattoo, but that doesn't necessarily mean I would tell somebody else they couldn't get a tattoo.
I would advise someone, if they were asking me, should I cut my body part off, or, you know, I would take that. I would say you should really think about that. I would say
that's probably good advice.
I would say give it 5 years and think about it. And if after 5 years you still feel just as strongly about that body part being cut off, I would say, all right, then go for it. But and I would say the same thing about a tattoo. Like, if somebody came to me,
do it in smaller steps. You know, like, I don't know, start taking the drugs or something first, and then you know, see how it works out. Because it's not like that's the first thing you do. It's usually you get on some estrogen. Well, I guess it depends on what sex you're trying to change. But yeah, there's definitely other things you can do first. And I think most of the time they do that first anyway. So I don't know.
I would say the same thing about a tattoo as well. Somebody came to me and said, I really like this design or this graphic or logo or something, I'd say, well, why don't you see if you still like it in a few years? And if you really still feel just as strong, okay, go for it. But that way it's not like an in-the-moment decision.
I will say...
No more.
What's that, Jamie?
I said, little birdie won't get look pretty no more. He gets older.
Well, that's true. Tattoos do lose their, a bit of their luster over time. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I will say one thing. I do value my personal body parts, and I have no desire, so it's a little bit hard for me to understand the other perspective.
Why they would want to
change
something off. What do you think about that, Nobody?
Well, my tattoos may be fading a little bit, but my birthday suit needs pressed. So, so you know, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Sure, but what do you think about the question of young people making a pretty drastic decision and literally removing body parts? I mean, that seems pretty drastic, don't you think?
Well, it does. I don't know. People have their own things that they want to do. I don't judge them, but you know, some of them will surely regret it, and some of them will not.
Yeah, I mean, people do have things they want to do, but don't you think it's true that there's some influences out there on these people's lives that may be pushing them in a certain direction? I mean, we've seen a lot of, there's been a lot of evidence, for instance, that in some of the government schools, for instance, there are teachers who are literally pushing these ideas on to young people, that this isn't necessarily something that some of them just came to on their own volition. Like, they see it almost as a popular thing to do, like it's being pushed for.
Well, I mean, it may be a popular thing to do. Trends come and trends go. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was a kid, the teachers tried to get you to join the military. You know, you're better off just losing a boob.
Yep, that much is true, and that is also something I would want to talk somebody out of if they came to me and said, hey, should I join the military? I would argue that they should not join the military, and certainly, again, that's another thing where just give it some time. Think about it. You don't have to do this today. This is not an urgent decision that needs to be made. You can really, like, look at your life and look at what your alternatives are and not jump right into something that could drastically affect you for the future. I mean, it's one thing. Styles do come and go. But the nice thing is, if you don't like bell-bottom pants anymore, you can just take them off and put something else on if that's what you want to do. If you don't like the mullet, you can cut it.
You know, it's not quite the same thing. The comparison, I don't know if that's a fair comparison. I think there's some point to it, but I'm not sure the comparison's fair.
What do you mean?
I mean, It is, you know, a bell-bottom pants, that's a fad. That's something that can be changed easily. I just don't know that, and at the same time, I don't know that somebody who wants their boobs chopped off is necessarily going to have a change of opinion, you know, in a couple of years, at least the majority, right? I could be wrong.
Then if they don't have a change of opinion, then that's a sign that maybe they should do it. But I wouldn't make a hasty decision about that.
It seems unlikely to me that your person who doesn't want their boobs chopped off is going to make a hasty decision on that one. So
I don't know. Right. Teenagers aren't always meant for making wise choices in life. But you do have to make mistakes.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden at FEMA headquarters said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis requested and he has approved a major disaster declaration for Florida. The president said the disaster declaration will help Floridians without insurance or enough insurance.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to a lost wedding ring.
The road to Fort Myers is littered with powerboats, yachts, and jet skis, including by its welcome sign in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, which smashed into the coastal city Wednesday as a Cat 4 storm, leaving it decimated and unrecognizable. City officials had handed out evacuation orders the day before the storm hit, but some residents stayed, believing the hurricane would hit further north, as forecasters predicted. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And nobody here joining you tonight. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We started talking about the situation with Russia and Ukraine, where the folks on the eastern side of Ukraine apparently voted overwhelmingly to join Russia, and now Ukraine is signing paperwork trying to join NATO. So things are potentially getting much worse there relatively quickly. We're going to continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah. Is that better?
I hear you.
You
go ahead.
I called on speaker, but Captain the other night told me my phone sounded like crap on speaker.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had known the whole time you've been calling that you were on a speakerphone, because you sound way better when you're not. Go ahead.
All right. So, Ukraine and Poland have all through history been a battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Or other powers seeking betwixt and between, you know. Think of Napoleon's retreat, you know. That was heinous. But anyway.
Yeah, I read a book when I was in jail. It was in the jail library about Poland and its history of just constantly being fought over and abolished and then coming back and then destroyed again. And it's just been absolutely awful what they've gone through.
Yeah.
Was it Michener's Poland?
Yes.
Good book.
That's where the Polak jokes came from. That was the birthright of the Polak jokes.
Gotcha.
No?
So what else?
Who would stand for such things? But anyway, so you guys were talking earlier about the libtards, the Democrats, as I call them, dumbass rats. Mm-hmm. They always run from the burning ship. And that's what spread the plague back in the day. But It just tickled my elbow because I got to thinking about before Trump even got elected, there were so many of these libtards, these overpaid jocks and such. If he gets elected, I'm going to move to another country. None of them ever left.
No. Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, both sides say the same thing every election, and it's like how many people actually move. The only people I know who have moved haven't waited for an election, and that's the Libertarians. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, you know, it's not even like a large percentage of them. I mean, of course, then again, most don't know about the Free State Project, but.
Hey, classic tune, smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
Excellent.
Yeah, the dumbass rats, man. They always run from the ship.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just want to mention that we put up another speeding camera yesterday.
You
on
did?
Spencer Boulevard.
You got out a ladder and you went out and you put it up yourself?
Well,
or did
I
you
help.
Hold the ladder? How did you help?
No, I helped because I always call about pedestrian fatalities.
Okay, well, so you didn't help. You didn't actually go out and help with the install of the speeding camera, and you're not monitoring actively the feed of the speeding camera to make sure that everything's safe.
No, I do help. You know why? Because I call my mayor, and I tell him I want 100 more of those. I call all the state reps and senators. I want them to put them on state highways going through.
So you think you help because you're a cheerleader, basically?
No, I asked him as a constituent. I'm a voter of Albuquerque. I voted for Tim Keller, my mayor, and then I voted for my city council. I'm asking them to put 100 more speeding cameras.
Hey, have you ever,
in Albuquerque?
Have you ever thought about just asking them to like ban motor vehicles? Then you don't need the speeding cameras.
No, I mean that's not feasible. I mean,
yeah, she's realistic here, Chris. She knows what's possible.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of cities around the world that are banning cars.
Well, plus the speeding cameras, whether Sarah wants to admit it or not, are all about revenue. It's not about actually stopping people from speeding because they know.
Oh, is that why you're in favor of speeding cameras?
Well, she won't admit that. Will you, Sarah?
No. I, you know what? Next year, I might be one of the one like 97 people that get killed. I might be the one that. Going to be the 97 next year. I don't know how I managed 22 years.
Well, Sarah, have you ever thought about moving to a town that doesn't have speeding cameras in? I mean, it's got to be a lot safer.
Why would she do that?
Well, I mean, if there's no cars on the road, if they ban cars.
Oh, you're talking about one of these places where cars are actually banned. Where is that?
There are places all over the world now that have banned cars. London, Amsterdam, I believe.
You mean within certain areas?
Yeah, their downtowns in particular. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, why don't you move there?
Well, you know, I'm here because this is where I live, you know, so
that's,
I live, but, you know, I don't
know if that's a tautology. Do they call that a tautology, just sort of circular reasoning? I'm here because this is where I live. That doesn't really answer the question.
Well,
this new problem affects the most vulnerable the most.
But, you know, it is peculiar here is that most Democratic blue states have better traffic fatality rates than this place. This is a very blue state, has like the highest per capita. It's what you call a platypus. You know, like a, you know, that mammal that has a duck and lays an egg, but it's not a bird. It's a mammal, but it's.
That'd be a duck-billed platypus.
Like you're comparing New Mexico to the duck-billed platypus?
Right. It's a very oddity. It's a blue state that acts like a red state when it comes to traffic fatalities. So it's a very odd behavior.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Sarah, putting up a bunch of speeding cameras will have zero effect on traffic fatalities. And what it will do, though, is it'll raise more money for the state and their police state and the enforcement divisions, and that's all it'll do. It's just going to inconvenience people. But you don't care about that because for you, it's all about the image. It's all about what you believe, not what's real and what actually happens.
Traffic controlling people.
Thanks for the call. All right. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. So let's see. I think we covered the whole Democrats thing and what might be happening there. Again, that one's one we're going to have to keep our eyes on because it could be really beneficial for the Liberty movement. We also had Alu Axelman call in earlier with his article, Why Liberty is Winning in New Hampshire. And I was going through some of his points. And I think that's how we ended up on this other discussion about the Democrats to begin with. But, because he was talking about the progressives that are leaving New Hampshire. and moving to other places where they're going to feel more welcome. They're going to have the big government programs that they want. The more we can wipe out the state, the more we can destroy its power over people's lives, the more frustrated those ultra-arch statists are going to be. And the more of them are just going to give up. They're gonna realize they have no hope here. And eventually it will be the libertarians versus the Republicans is what it's going to, I think that's what it's going to end up being here in New Hampshire.
It's definitely looking like that more and more every day.
Delicious.
The tears, you say?
The tears are delicious.
Yeah, and that's just starting, too. You know, they're acting like the free staters have taken over, and we're not even close.
And it's funny too when the Democrats are like attacking the free staters by making they're saying things like that we have. I'm trying to think like we're anti-LGBT would be a good example of this, and that's just not the case.
It's ridiculous.
they're not they don't understand that like libertarians and Republicans they're not the same.
Yeah, that's a fact. So let's see, other points Alu made in his article at libertyblock.com. He says, non-political people in New Hampshire have been exposed to traditional Democrat and Republican views for their entire lives. Few of them have heard about truly libertarian policies, and fewer have gotten involved in the movement. He says, in economics, this would be referred to as untapped market or room for growth. Liberty activists love doing outreach. They often approach apolitical people in everyday life and casually mention some libertarian points to them, such as the basics of inflation, the failed war on drugs, or privacy. He says, as libertarians reach more of these people, the movement will grow exponentially. Now, I would like to believe that. I really wish I could believe that. I just don't know if it's true. My experience in being a libertarian activist is, for the most part, doing outreach and not seeing much growth as a result of that. Yeah. I don't think we can count on the apathetic to become
going
to
grow the movement that way.
From within New Hampshire, you mean?
Yeah, I think the only way to grow the movement in New Hampshire is to get more people who already agree with us. Get the knowledge of the Free State Project out there. Get the migration out there and let them know that there is a way to solve the problem. And it's not going to be by convincing your neighbor to get on board with libertarian values.
I think what's going to happen is if we can get enough people in from the outside, that neighbors will become convinced because it will become popular to be for liberty.
That could happen,
too. It will be the popularity. Well, it has to happen. We have to convince people to agree with us. Otherwise, we're never going to get anywhere. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join in, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here. If you want to join the show, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. Just head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. They have useful introductory information that will give you the basics about crypto. And then you can maybe buy some. And, of course, don't forget, you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. You can get 1% of a Bitcoin if you want to, or less. It's up to you how and what level you want to get into this. But you should run and learn, you know, learn the basics first. Again, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You can also get the latest news headlines there at Bitcoin.com. Just go to news.bitcoin.com to do that. As we continue here, we're talking about bringing people on board. Nobody, what do you think about the idea of converting people, the apathetic, those who may be apolitical here in New Hampshire, versus Chris's idea of let's just bring more libertarians in? And as I pointed out, if we can bring enough libertarians in, we can change the culture. And then I think you're going to find more average folks coming on board with the ideas just because it'll be a bandwagon
approach. Yeah, it's social pressure. I think that'll get people to vote differently, not, you know, not changing their mind through logic and reason.
The other thing that makes a huge difference, I know some of the locals that have gotten involved in our community weren't libertarian to begin with, and just seeing it work makes a difference, and seeing people interact without having to be calling the state on each other, using violence against each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big help. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's a double win if you can turn an enemy into a friend.
Absolutely.
So it's certainly an important thing to do.
So we were sharing some of Alu Axelman's reasons why he says liberty is winning in New Hampshire. And then he brings up alternative currencies and activists that are using things like gold backs and cryptocurrency. And I agree, you know, with him there. That's definitely something we have here that sadly doesn't really exist in many other places. I will make an exception for St. Kitts and St. Martin, which are two Caribbean islands where they are using, there's some really key activists going around getting a ton of businesses on board with accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash at the point of sale. In fact, they're making us look pathetic here in New Hampshire. But really the big question there is how much usage are the people actually engaging in? There's one guy that's going around bringing on business after business because he knows everybody. He's like the liquor distributor there in the islands. And so, you know, if you buy liquor, you're buying it from him, right?
Yeah.
So like a lot of business owners know who this guy is, so he's got the sway that it takes to influence people. And when I talked to Roger Beer, who's one of the doers and the movers and shakers down there, who's, by the way, the creator of Bitcoin.com, when I talked with Roger, I said, is this for real? Are there actually people besides you and a handful of other key people using crypto? And he insisted that there is. He insisted some people even get paid in cryptocurrency down there and that they regularly spend it. So it will be interesting to see, you know, over the next few years whether these islands can actually keep their current level of Bitcoin Cash acceptance or if it starts to atrophy, as we've seen here in New Hampshire,
you know,
where businesses go out of business and stop taking it and that sort of
thing. Yeah, that's probably typical churn, just, you know, in general. I mean, businesses come and go.
That's going to happen everywhere.
You know, no matter
what
you do.
The question is their number going to stay steady or is it going to go up or down over time?
It's probably going to get to a certain point. And you're going to saturate the market, you know, at least for the moment, just because there's going to be people coming. You know, there's only going to be so much that you can really accomplish given that you're tied to other markets, even especially an island, really. You're going to need dollars to purchase, you know, a lot of like business owners are going to need dollars in order to purchase goods to import, right?
Until they can get their vendors to accept or their wholesalers to accept crypto. And in the case of the liquor guy,
and that's true. You're right.
He's the wholesaler.
Yep.
So these restaurants can actually spend their crypto on buying more liquor from him. So, I mean, this may be happening down there. I'm pretty optimistic for him. If you check the Bitcoin.com map, which shows locations of businesses all around the planet that accept, I think just, oh no, I think they actually added Bitcoin BTC and maybe something, I mean, I think Ethereum. So it used to just be a Bitcoin Cash only map, but I think they've expanded out now. But anyway, if you look at those maps, you'll see that there's tremendous acceptance on those islands. So I think it's real, and they're actually going to be having a Bitcoin Cash conference down there in November. I wish I could go, but I'm kind of stuck here in the U.S. due to my bail conditions. But, man, if I were free to go, I would love to go down there and check it out and go and audit these businesses and try them out and see if they really are accepting Bitcoin Cash at the point of sale and if their employees know how to do it. Because that's another question is,
yeah,
you know, you can see a thing on a map, and then when you go in, do the employees actually know how to do it?
So, I mean, if my recollection is correct, Kitts is very small.
These are very small islands.
Yes, yeah, I mean, we're basically comparing, you know, something like Keene.
It's like, yeah, the population of Cheshire County, basically.
Yeah. Or Cheshire County, something like
70,000 something people.
Is that what it is?
I think
it's
so.
Small. I know it's small. So I wouldn't be too surprised if there was some take-up, but I would expect it to have somewhat similar results to Keene, you know, to some degree. Now, there may be some advantages. I don't know if this is the case, but often there are particular people who are, you know, kind of the movers and shakers. So maybe they have more than, you know, a couple of people, and that can make a difference too.
But that's what we need here.
Right, sure. We do have some other issues here, like, for example, you know, FBI raids and things like that going on, which also, you know, certainly doesn't help.
That has a chilling effect on things, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But
if not chilling on the activists themselves being maybe reticent to do more public trades with one another, like just, oh, somebody at a meeting wants to buy, you know, $500 worth of Bitcoin, maybe some people are more afraid to just say yes and sell Bitcoin to a total stranger or something like that, to maybe businesses being reticent seeing that the FBI is going and stealing Bitcoin vending machines out of locations. That might make a business think twice about that.
Certainly the Bitcoin vending machines, I think, is probably the, in some respects, the number one, you know, detriment. But on the other hand, we have more vending machines today than we had before the raids, if I'm not mistaken. So
statewide, you know, yeah, it's a tremendous number.
In Keene itself, we've got, I don't recall exactly
several.
What count
There's
is.
Four out of five hearings.
But it's at least what we had before, I believe. So, you know, it's, I don't know, it's only these things. And the atrophy, I don't know if it's, if I would use that word. I think it's more churn than atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other issues going on right now when it comes to the merchant app that most people use in New Hampshire. However, I don't think that, how do I say this? There are a lot of places that, despite that, are still taking it, and or they're using their own personal wallet because it's like, you know, a barber or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And they don't really.
The owner's there.
Yeah,
right
the
there.
Owner's there. The owner's pretty much the one accepting it. So it, I don't know.
The number, by the way, is 154 right now, which is a tremendous number of
154 businesses.
154 Bitcoin ATM / vending
in
machines in New Hampshire.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
a huge amount of options. Keene itself, which had, I believe, four at the time of the raid, now has five. So Keene has more now than it did prior to the raid. So
yeah,
that's
and,
a good
and,
sign.
And that's, you know, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it's all, you know, we talk about you. It's this word atrophy. I don't feel atrophy is the right word. I mean, I see people, you know, buying and selling cryptocurrency one on one as much, if not more, now, I think, than before, you know, like the FBI raided in 2021.
Okay.
So I'm not so sure about that, but
okay.
I do think
I'm
there are
about
some
the physical number of businesses,
right.
which has gone down.
And I think you're right. And I think part of that is, you know, because of, I think it's a kind of a at the very moment, I think it's a combination of issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you get a new business on board when
the
merchant tools aren't working right?
Yeah.
Right. So it is hurting us, but I don't necessarily think that had to do with, like, that didn't have to do with FBI raids or anything like that.
Well, I think
so.
These problems would all be solved with more liberty loving cryptocurrency.
Oh, absolutely.
Advocates coming here. Of course, we are seeing more gold back acceptance now. There are more businesses that are
yep.
starting to accept that. We're seeing businesses being added
and
to the gold back map.
That's also, I think, having an impact on, you know, cryptocurrency acceptance.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's, I like to see the gold backs, you know, accepted. But at the same time, I also, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is going to, you know, detract from some of the cryptocurrency acceptance.
I don't know.
So,
maybe. I don't think it would, because it seems like the people that are accepting gold backs, or rather the crypto accepting businesses, almost all of them, when you ask, are willing
yeah,
to accept gold backs.
Yeah, but it can distract people who might have sold a business on cryptocurrency. Maybe now they're going to a new business and do gold backs, but not the cryptocurrency, because they haven't talked or explained the cryptocurrency.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can join us. We'll get into something with Africa. You want to talk something about crypto here, Chris. You had a story about African crypto.
Sub-Saharan Africa,
which is a very big place. We're coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.